From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to fund the government passed Friday. Senators will resume debate Friday morning on a bill passed by the House on Thursday. U.S. authorities are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and three others. Police say the aircraft went down Wednesday night in a remote mountainous area in the state of New Mexico. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. It is unclear what Bennett was doing in New Mexico. Turkish artillery shelled Syria's Afrin region from across the border on Friday. On Thursday, Turkey dispatched its military chief to Moscow to seek approval for an air campaign in the Kurdish-controlled region. Turkey has ratcheted up its threats to take action in Afrin over the past week, this in response to U.S. plans to support setting up a force to guard areas held by Kurdish fighters. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he hopes to visit the new U.S. embassy in London a week after President Donald Trump refused to attend its opening. Tillerson will be in London on Sunday at the start of an 8-day trip across Europe. The State Department spokeswoman said no formal ribbon cutting has been planned for Tillerson's visit. He also plans to meet with British leaders to discuss issues of mutual concern around the world. For more on these and other top stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about the reports that U.S. President Donald Trump used profanity to refer to African nations. Anatolio Ndong Mba, Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation African group, said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the African group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were, quote, outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demands an apology and a retraction. African ambassadors based in Washington are meeting Friday to decide how to respond to Trump's alleged remarks. President Trump denies using offensive language. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence leaves on Friday for a trip to the Middle East. He's the first senior administration official to visit the region since President Donald Trump announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a move widely condemned by world leaders. Pence's 4-day trip begins with stops in Egypt and Jordan before continuing to Israel. Pence is an evangelical Christian. The vice president's tour of the region is expected to go over well with other evangelicals who hold Israel dear. He is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. Rohingya leaders in a Bangladesh refugee camp have drawn up a list of demands. They want Myanmar to meet before authorities begin sending back hundreds of thousands in a repatriation process that's expected to last for 2 years. Steve Miller has more.
The petition is the latest indication of the challenges ahead for Bangladesh and Myanmar as they try to engineer the return of refugees. The demands include the Myanmar government give Rohingya long-denied citizenship, that they be recognized as an ethnic group, that their homes, mosques, and schools be rebuilt, for the military to be held accountable for alleged atrocities, and for the government to stop listing people with their photographs as terrorists in state media and on government Facebook pages. The petition, which has yet to be finalized, said none of the Muslim Rohingya would return unless their demands were met. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Pope Francis has accused abused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop who they say protected the perpetrator. Francis said until he sees proof that Bishop Juan Barros was complicit in covering up the sex crimes of Reverend Fernando Carmedia, such accusations against him are false and slanderous. The Pope's remarks undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the Catholic Church's reputation while visiting South America and shocked Chileans and drew immediate rebuke from victims and their advocates. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.